100 weeks. It's the album in between that's kind of surprised. Bob Marley's Legend. Metallica was fourth, 747 weeks, and I was happy to see Creedence, The Chronicle, their 20 greatest hits, is number five on that list. I wasn't aware of that. The 75 greatest rock songs of the 90s. At the top of that list, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Really?
Yeah.
God! Come on!
Wood by Alice in Chains.
That's better than Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
No Rain by Blind Melon.
Again.
Oh, boy.
What's My Age Again by Blink 182?
Sure.
That's okay.
Low by Cracker.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Zombie by the Cranberries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Higher by Creed.
Sure. Well, sure.
Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Why I the like hell don't want to miss a thing of the 90s? An entire 10 years, and they pick that crap.
Jay's against it.
It's...
Because it played...
that vibe.
It was the... What year did Titanic come out? 97?
Seven.
Yeah. And then Armageddon is where that one came from. And Armageddon was like 94, 95, I think. Something like that. Does it give a year on when Don't Want to Miss a Thing was...
98?
Whatever. It was crap. It played all over the place. Aerosmith had a ton of better songs.
It's a ballad.
In the 90s.
It's a rock band, but it's a ballad.
Yeah. There's just so much. Where was that from?
I think...
What publication is a piece
Loudwire.
Of...
Loudwire.com.
Well, then they can...
Yeah.
I'm going to make
they
them...
They can short their Loudwire.
Silent
You're
wire.
You going to mute them?
Yeah. This is bad.
A lot of talk about Caitlin Clark, what she'll make in her first 4 years in the WNBA, $338,000. Which is less than three NBA mascots make, but it's not the NBA.
Yeah, it's not.
It's the WNBA.
Right.
2008, 2009.
However, did you see what the ratings were on women's basketball this year?
I think if she brings revenue in and ratings, she'll get paid. But they're not gonna give her a big advance. The executor of O.J. Simpleton's estate says he'll work with the Brown and Goldman families to help settle their claims, but there might not be much money to go around.
Yeah, it was probably hard to watch without...
Because he's got
to
pay 20 years of cable. The 70 Beatles documentary, Let It Be, got restored and will be available May 8th on Disney Plus, which means I won't be seeing it.
No, Disney Plus I got rid of.
Yeah.
I wasn't using it enough.
This is a little sample of that.
Speaking words of wisdom... Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Three of the greatest words of advice you'll ever hear, let it be.
That's the Disney thing you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 40 years out of circulation,
right.
And now it's going to... Yeah, and Peter Jackson. It's going to be great.
Oh, is Peter Jackson's involved?
He's involved in the restoration, yes.
Wow.
Lana Richie and Ryan Seacrest will announce the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees on American Idol on Sunday. I'm so old I can remember when people actually watched American Idol.
That's their gimmick to pull in more viewers.
Oh, and now John Mellencamp.
Sucking on a chili dog.
Yeah, I have that.
You do. I know it's in there.
In fact, I'm going to play it out of the top.
I found the old one.
Oh, you did?
And I just sent it right back over, yeah.
But what the cart?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. But it's labeled Jack and Diane, and I think the second line is Chili Dog, maybe.
Great. Thank you, Jay.
Did you find it?
You do these wonderful things, and then you never tell me. There it is.
Yeah, well, he just told you.
What?
He just told you.
What, the guy gave five strips of ripe bacon on a sandwich this morning? Is telling me what?
So what did John Mellencamp
do? Yeah, what did we get to? I interrupted about the chili dog.
He says he doesn't want you at your shows if you're going to get scream and yell and get drunk.
Okay.
Well, I've never understood the whole point of getting, spending the money for a ticket.
Getting drunk. Yeah, I get that.
Deaths in the world of baseball. Whitey Herzog passed away.
Yeah, and the guy that was 95 from
Brooklyn? Carl Erskine?
Yeah.
You know, they beat Jackie Robinson Day to death, and it sounds like it's sounding less like a tribute and more like a lecture every year. And what they don't do on Jackie Robinson Day is credit the people that shook his hand and stood next to him for photos. You don't hear anything about them. And one of those people died, Carl Erskine. Yeah. If it weren't for guys like him and Pee Wee Reese, Jackie Robinson doesn't get into baseball. People don't understand at that time there were entire teams that were going to boycott games.
Yeah.
That's how deep the racism ran in those days.
Was it Branch Rickey that hired him?
Branch Rickey took the big leap, but he still had to get the players to get on board.
Oh, sure. Of course.
And
yeah.
But guys that didn't have to be prompted to welcome him, nobody ever gives them any credit because they were under just as much social pressure from the wrong side as he was from the right.
But you're right as far as the, okay, I respect him, but it's overdone now.
Yeah. It's, to me, it just sounds like, let's go on our annual guilt trip over things we have no control over.
How old is his wife?
Jackie's wife?
Yeah.
I think she passed away. Rachel? I believe is her name.
Rachel?
I thought she was still alive.
Could be.
Let me see. Jackie, I'm going to have to do this the other way.
I know, he died Robinson. Very young.
Of course. Yeah, he did.
Let's go to...
I think she's alive, but I could be wrong.
Spouse. Rachel Robinson, they were married from 46 to 72.
Okay.
And he died in 72.
Oh, okay, so he died in 72.
So she's alive?
She is alive.
That's what I thought. She have 102 or something?
101. She'll be 102 July 19th.
How about that?
Huh.
And they should honor her because she went through what he did.
She showed up at one of these things this week. I can't remember where, but she did.
Well, I just think that point needs to be made. I am a Carl Erskine fan. He's from Anderson, Indiana. I worked in that area for a year, and they celebrate him there. But without guys like that, that situation is not celebrated at all, or at least it happens at a much later date. 7:08 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The market is looking mildly optimistic this morning, but who knows? It did yesterday by 200 or 300 points and ended up in the dump. So we'll see, and when we find out, Brant McDonald will analyze it for us around 5:15 this afternoon, and he's the guy with his team at Invest Advisors we hope you'll meet with to protect the money you work so hard to make and grow it during these crazy and uncertain day-to-day times we live in. Make that appointment. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's just a conversation about you and your financial future at 387-0094 or Invista Advisors. Traffic 7:08.
We're seeing a lot more cars inbound to Montgomery now on 231 out of Wetumpka, I-65 southbound out of Millbrook and Prattville, 65 northbound and 85 southbound, putting some cars into Montgomery as well this morning. Boulevards are building. No major problems anywhere. We will keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com. Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Cam Marston.
My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
This is not headline news. McDonald's officially began selling Krispy Kreme donuts. Your move, Ozempic. Pamela Anderson has joined the Naked Gun remake. Naked Gun, wasn't that the movie she was in with Tommy Lee? Ticketmaster is facing a federal antitrust lawsuit. And somehow Ticketmaster managed to add a service charge to the government for filing the lawsuit. And living alone can accelerate aging. In other news, Jennifer Aniston just turned 107. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are three women and four men, the seven jurors chosen so far, to hear the criminal case against former President Trump in New York City. The ball is in the Senate's court now that the House has delivered articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The Supreme Court has heard arguments over whether a man who was at the U.S. Capitol January 6th of 2021 can be charged under a law that severely punishes those who obstruct an official proceeding. House Speaker Mike Johnson insisting he will not resign amid Republican dissatisfaction over his handling of proposed aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. The matter has yet to be resolved. Former Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Graham has died. Graham, who also served as Florida's governor for two terms, was 87 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 97 points, NASDAQ futures 36 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Yeah, hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it, and some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Sucking on a chili dog. 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 Chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Chili, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It was Estrogen Alley here yesterday afternoon.
It was what?
Estrogen Alley. We played the video, the full-length video of that song, and the guy that does it is really good. Excellent singer. But I got David Blackman's blog up in front of me.
Yeah.
And David put this into today's Wednesday Absurdity blog. David Blackman, who guests with us Monday, 3:15 to 5, as we tour the Idiocracy, and again, comes back on Thursday from 4 to 5 o'clock. And post the video of Mellencamp walking off stage in a huff. I hope the people got refunds. Shut up and sing, jackass, he says. Nobody's there to hear your brain-dead political views. Good for you, David.
Excuse me.
Standing up for what's right. It is 7:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
So I think we're going to, excuse me, I think we're going to stay dry today. At least I don't have rain in the forecast in this part of the state. I think there will be some showers entering the state in North Alabama, some of which could be strong. But I think the front fizzles before it gets here. I've got us at 84 for the high today. That would be the third day in a row. Cloudy through tonight for the most part. There's a few breaks right now. Low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, another dry day, high 86, mostly cloudy. Then widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm Friday and Saturday. 87 Friday, 84 Saturday. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous on Sunday. And also a lot cooler with a high temperature barely scraping 70 by Sunday. Right now this morning, let's see, we've got a few breaks in the clouds at 63 at 7:16.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
I just received a text. Please show this to Rich.
Ah, Mustang.
Yeah, it's 2024. That's pretty. I love that color.
That is cool.
Looks like a convertible, too.
I'll tell you, I remember my doggy, when Sky would see that top going back, oh, that big smile on her face. Wow. Love the car.
What is it about a top coming off that makes...
And of course, it was a manual stick shift, of course.
Oh. It is 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. I don't have a convoluted intro ready for random facts.
Dear God.
At this late hour of the morning?
I know. I'm having one of those Herb Morrison moments.
All the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Among things you can check on my Facebook page, this is audio from Butte, Montana, where an elephant... I mean, it's just the weirdest thing. Do you see this, Jay?
So far, no.
An elephant running through.
It's before you walked into the room.
So you walk out. Let's say you went to Drucker's store, and you walk out of Drucker's, and you see a full sized elephant just bending about town. I've got it on Facebook.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh my God! Only in Butte. A circus elephant got loose. Where are you going, friend?
A circus elephant got loose,
and he's gone.
I guess he didn't want to go to the casino. Lady!
She said a naughty word.
I didn't know they knew this one.
We didn't go that far the first time.
Okay.
And that's because I played the audio from the service and not from the Facebook video, but I wanted Jay to see it.
I see what you're saying.
You know, because Jay sometimes, he's a little put out if we don't include him. Got to be inclusive for Jay.
He gets a little put out when he sees a list of songs that are should not be number one.
Hey, but that determination got me on that plane on Sunday.
That was the 90s.
Got me up there.
Hang on while I check my Informed Delivery Digest. I'm going to see if there's mailbox
today.
Three
times to make that happen.
No.
I didn't get my...
You didn't get your what?
My thing from the mail, from the post office yet. My Informed Delivery. Yeah.
Well, I have priority informed delivery.
How come you're first?
I have no idea, but it's nice to be first at something. 19 after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM, Adams Drugs is a business that's been in town here for 62 years. One thing we can do, in fact, somebody told me yesterday that their national chain pharmacy over on the west side is closing down. Doesn't know why. Could be shoplifting, any number of reasons. Another one of that same company's locations closed near my house about 5-6 months ago. Just shut down. So what are you supposed to do? These are the national chains, and we have been misled to think, well, they're here forever. But obviously they are not. There's abandoned buildings all over the place that you can see where a pharmacy used to be. Adams Drugs, 12 locations, are where they've always been, starting with the one on Adams, and now with 12 locations serving the entire river region. And a place to go where you can invest in your local economy, because 75 cents of every dollar you spend at Adams Drugs stays in the river region economy. it's about one third of that, the national chain. Now, they focus on your health. When you walk into one of their locations for the first time, you'll enjoy the friendly greeting, the warm and welcoming atmosphere. And people who have time, you're not going to get an eye roll at Adams Drugs if you need to ask a question about a prescription, what you can take it with, what's it compatible with, things like that, potential side effects. They answer those questions. And they have all your over-the-counter needs as well, and somebody from behind the counter will be happy to consult you if you're looking for help with a specific condition. Don't hesitate, because that's called customer service. It's when you think about how hard it is to find people that are good at practicing that today, it's amazing. They have 12 locations with such consistency when it comes to dealing with people, and you'll love it. They also have time to save you money on copays. If a copay comes back looking a little high, they'll look into programs and coupons that can help you out financially. Whatever it takes to build a relationship and make you a customer for life, visit adamsdrugs.net for the one nearest you. At 7:21, we have your local Blue Water news, and then part one of Random Facts, as always, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question, and the specials change today, so we'll have those for you coming up.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Tensions were high at Tuesday's Montgomery City Council meeting after a wave of violent incidents swept the city over the weekend. Mayor Stephen Reed acknowledged the shortage in Montgomery's police force while also stressing community intervention as part of the solution. A fire at the Montgomery Fairgrounds 1 month ago destroyed over $700,000 worth of equipment and tools used to set up the fair. Organizers held a press conference Tuesday morning to declare that despite the devastating loss, the Alabama National Fair will be even bigger and stronger in October. An Amber Alert has been issued for 5-year-old Caden Perryman and his 13-year-old sister Janiza Gunn, who were last seen Monday night in Gibbs Village. Investigators believe Janiza abducted her brother and drove off in a 2011 Chevrolet Equinox. The car was located in Selma Tuesday, but the children are still missing. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at a place of business? Call me, Attorney Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken Tour.
Come to my window. Come inside my heart.
April 17th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Melissa Etheridge in concert. I'm Not Broken Tour.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I think that that's pretty perverted.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 17th, the greatest day ever. On the 17th of April, 1976, Philadelphia Phillies Mike Schmidt, in four consecutive at-bats, hit four consecutive homers.
Don't!
Have a great April 17th, the greatest day ever. And now,
holy Schmidt, it's already time for
random facts.
Schmidt hit the homers.
Don't.
I did say Schmidt, right? And not.
No, you didn't say that.
You did. You said you didn't. You didn't say what
that. What that lady said.
You're not from Butte.
You're not. Yeah. She's a Butte.
She's a Butte.
Hey, there's my informed delivery. I got it. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Was there money?
Was it everything you were hoping for?
Yeah. Is there money in that? That's what we want to know.
Spam. Spam. Spam.
So yeah, you waited for nothing.
Yeah.
Did you know the song Beat It by Michael Jackson? You ever plays guitar on that song?
Who plays guitar?
Well, this is not the random fact, but it is Eddie Van Halen who plays the guitar solo for Michael Jackson's Beat It. He did that on two conditions: that he did not get credit for it, and that he wouldn't tell his band that he did it.
You're telling us Eddie Van Halen did that?
Eddie Van Halen agreed to play the guitar solo for Michael Jackson's Beat It under two conditions: that he did not get credit and that he wouldn't tell his band.
But the cat is out of the bag now.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, that begs the question.
Why?
I'm curious.
Yeah, I would like to know.
I have no idea if maybe there was a contract thing or something. I have no clue.
I'm going to offer a guess.
He just didn't want to.
Bands are very conscious about their image.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to be on a Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, that would have destroyed his rock and roll cred.
Yeah.
Yeah, Van Halen was rock and roll. Michael Jackson was your pop. So that's my guess as well. Did you know? Here's another hint as to when I put these together. February 29th is a leap day.
Yeah, I remember that. We just had one, didn't we?
Exactly, we did. That's when I put these together, was around that time.
Okay.
The February 29th leap day is also something called Bachelor's Day, where women can propose marriage to men on that day.
It's also called Sadie Hawkins Day.
Women can ask men out or something like that. I'm like, where is this written that it has to be, you know,
every 4 years?
Well, it's rare, so every 4 years, yeah.
But I'm still, where is it written that you have men have to, I mean, I understand it's tradition, but it's not necessarily something that has to be, there's no law that says it has to be done that way. But anyway, while it was no law here, it once had a legal basis in Scotland.
Those crazy Scots.
Also in Ireland and over in England. They all had strong traditions of Bachelor's Day. February the 29th. Here's another leap year random fact. Due to how leap year is calculated, this president served the fewest days in office out of every one-term president because there was no leap day during his term.
One term, right?
He was a one-termer, yeah.
There was no leap day.
I don't see how that's possible, because even when they used to inaugurate the president on March the 4th, it still would be past a leap day. So at least one time in that cycle, you would have to have a leap year.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't get it, because it's
Wait a minute. Maybe they did change it when they changed it to January 21st. Somebody could have been inaugurated on March the 4th, and then their term ended on January 20th after they changed that law, so therefore they wouldn't have gotten to the leap day.
Oh, that's good.
So there was no leap day in February of the year 1800.
Okay, so 1800.
John Adams served the fewest days in office out of every one-term U.S. president, because there was no leap day.
I think that's true in some of those century years, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Almost all the time, almost every 4 years, you will almost.
Yeah.
Not 100%.
Well, you certainly pricked a hole in my balloon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was just trying to come up with it. I still think my intelligence...
No, I like
my theory was at least bright.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Thank you.
I was buying it until I found out you were wrong.
Did you know?
My buddy Rich.
The weight of Greenland's central ice sheet, he said,
Holy sheet.
Yes. Well, the weight of that central ice sheet has actually pressed the land under it to the point where central Greenland is now below sea level.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy...
get off me!
...central ice sheet. Did you know... before World War II, this guy wrote an essay about extraterrestrial life and traveling to the moon.
Before World War II.
Yeah, it was Winston Churchill.
He's an amazing man.
I would like to read this about his extraterrestrial, his essay about extraterrestrial life.
You know what one of his hobbies was? He liked bricklaying. He wasn't good at it, but he loved doing it.
He was a painter.
Bricklaying and also drawing. He was he made a lot of...
And a prolific writer as well.
A lot of paintings. He did a lot of paintings.
Really enjoyed the painting.
But you're right about the... I forgot about the bricklaying part. That's unusual, huh?
Did you know... Amazon Japan first introduced Black Friday in 2019 by giving discounts on black-colored items. I guess that's how that was interpreted.
Huh.
Because they don't have a Black Friday over there.
Right.
Because they don't have a Thanksgiving or anything like that.
But now I know they have an Amazon.
Wow. But they do have an Amazon Japan, and they don't have... they don't have a Christmas either. But yeah. All black... colored items are on sale for Black Friday. Interesting. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you something that happened one single time in Sweden back in 1712. We're not going to tell you why it happened one single time, because I don't have that, so don't ask, Rich.
Okay. No fun.
I actually would like to look it up to find out why, but anyway. We're also going to give you a random fact about, this is a good one, states of the U.S. here, but specific types of states here in the U.S. There's 10 of them, and I'll give you more specifics when we get to that random fact. We're going to tell you about a French satirical newspaper called La Bouche du Sapier.
Wow.
If I'm pronouncing that right. And we've got a random fact about Genghis Khan and... Oh, man. We have a random fact about parts of your body.
Yeah.
It'll probably be the one you most talk about today.
As far as random facts go?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I remember when I did this one, I was like, man, how am I going to do this when I get to it?
Body parts with Jay.
Mm. Yeah, that's coming up, buddy. A
couple of minutes. We are going to give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate shortly. Today is Wednesday, so the specials change at Food Outlet, but one thing that never changes is cost plus 10 pricing throughout the store. Cost plus 10%. Save in every department. This week, the specials, though, in the meat department includes Rich Old's friend, Chuck Roast. Back at $4.56 a pound. That's a great price. And that's another slab of meat you can just pop in the oven with a little cricket dust on it and just let it cook very, very slowly. Nice and tender. Thin slice, you can make au jus. It's so good. Western-style pork ribs are $1.37 a pound at Food Outlet. And USDA family packs of drumsticks are $1.16. How about some Beanie Weenies? Which is baked beans, $2.56 for the large 28-ounce cans. Bread on sale at Food Outlet. The house brand there, one of a couple, is Surefine. And a round-top loaf, a 20-ounce loaf of Surefine bread is just $1.51. $3.18 for 4 pounds of Domino sugar and cooking oil. $8.36 for the gallon. That's the Food Club brand, and it's just as good as any other. Hungry Man dinners are $3.37 for the 16-ounce platters. And if you're looking to save on Coca-Cola products, $9.99 for the 24-can suitcase pack. And Char King charcoal is $5.77 for the 14-ounce bag. At all three Food Outlet locations, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main West of Highway 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. At 735, traffic back with part two next.
Well, we had an accident a little bit earlier on Ware Surrey Road right near East Boulevard. Please use caution there. Everywhere else, we are just very busy. I-65 southbound into Montgomery across the Alabama River Bridge. 85 southbound building a good bit. Boulevards are busy as well as Wetumpka Highway. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. Did you know Thompson Tractor can rebuild hydraulic hoses for all makes and models? They can even do it in 30 minutes or less. Visit Thompson Tractor or their website, thompsontractor.com, for more details. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 finance. MSRP 37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with 36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, carry, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to another episode of What's a 401k?
I think it's a drug from the 1990s.
It's how you pay for an Uber.
401k is a really, really long foot race.
The number of calories in a keto meal.
In baseball, it's a crapload of strikeouts.
Dude, 401k is when you're too stoned to remember 420.
This has been another episode of What's a 401k?
And now, okay, let's invest some time with part two of... Damn. Just go ahead.
Going ahead, moving forward. You know what? I never even looked this up, and I'm going to do it now.
Piece of Mike Schmidt.
Just to see why that was the case, I'm going to look this up. Anyway, did you know February 30th happened once in 1712 in Sweden? Sweden, on February 30th, 1712, Sweden temporarily adopts February 30th as a day to adjust the Swedish calendar back to the Julian calendar.
Huh. What was the year they set the calendar ahead 11 days to catch up to something? That happened in the 18th century, I believe.
Yeah, it did. And I think it was around, I think it was in October. September, October.
Was it, like, necessarily somewhere around the Abe Lincoln administration?
No. It goes further back.
Yeah.
Because George Washington was actually born on February 11th. But they changed the calendar, added these 11 days.
Boy, that's screwy.
His birthday moved to the 22nd.
Trying to keep a diary.
Yeah. Great. And now I've been signed out of my...
Oh.
Hang on. It just does it every now and again. It's going to pull me right back in. Just takes a moment, and there we go. I'm back.
You ready?
Yep, here we go. This is your geography question. Now, it is dealing with the United States. There are 10 state panhandles in the United States.
Okay.
With one state having two.
Okay.
A double panhandle.
So, we got Idaho, we got Texas, we got Florida, we got Oklahoma.
Texas?
I'm going over the ones he's named, yeah. We're at 1, 2, 3, 4. We're at 4 now.
Okay, oh my gosh. Now, doesn't Arizona...
Maryland,
have
West Virginia.
Maryland's one.
Yeah?
West Virginia is one.
Does okay. Arizona have a little...
Arizona does not have one.
Okay, all right.
Idaho?
He already named Idaho. There are one, two... There's three you've named. West Virginia has two.
That's the one I said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But there's still three left.
Michigan?
Not Michigan.
What in New England? Vermont?
No. You want the other three?
Florida.
Go ahead. Florida's already named. Alaska.
Oh, we keep forgetting about that.
Old Alaska. Nebraska.
Nebraska, oh, yeah. They have that little...
Which you don't normally think about.
That appendage.
No, you don't.
Given it being landlocked.
But nobody cares.
And Connecticut.
How about that?
I never thought of Connecticut as a panhandle state.
Yeah. And West Virginia has two panhandles.
And every one of the 57 states has panhandlers. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Did you know La Bouche du Sapier... is a French satirical newspaper, only published on February the 29th. Again, you know when I did these.
Yes.
It has been published since 1980, and there have been a total of 12 issues to date so far.
That's a hard paper to get publicity in, you know?
Yeah.
You got to really time it perfectly.
When do you work again?
We're selling ads for our paper. It's only coming out once every 4 years.
I'm off for the next 3.5 years.
Did you know Genghis Khan slaughtered so many people?
How many people?
It lowered the carbon dioxide level of the Earth.
Wow. But didn't you
Well, they're probably thinking along those lines these days because they're so worried. Because why would you want to take food away from trees?
Didn't you do a random fact about Genghis Khan before? How many people are related to him, blood-wise?
There is very, very likely that the three of us have at least a small, tiny, uberly small percentage of Genghis Khan blood in us.
I don't think I have any, but I did rent one of his tuxedos.
I'm not catching the reference. Was that a...
Hey, you're supposed to help me out in these situations.
He's writing down the.
I'm typing his.
The questions.
I'm sorry.
Forget the questions. You're leaving me out here to dry.
But I don't know the. What is it? Was it a tuxedo rental?
What if his rental? Was it a rental? You did rent one of his tuxedos. Genghis Khan.
Was that an old tux? I don't understand the reference.
Hello, suicide hotline. Please hold.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. I'm asking you to explain it to me, though.
We're reaching out to you.
You've never heard of Genghis formal wear?
No, I've never heard of
it. I haven't either.
Uh-uh. Yeah. We didn't have it.
I forgot. I was, when I came here, I'd be working with a bunch of rubes.
Rubes?
They didn't have that big city Genghis formal wear experience.
No, never did.
Didn't have a Genghis.
It's a national chain.
No.
Okay. You don't know that name?
No, I don't. I'm a terrible person. I don't know it.
Genghis formal wear. Okay, I see it.
I guess you wouldn't know him in Ohio because formal wear there is a clean t-shirt and a vest.
Check, please.
Man.
Oh, my God.
It was headquartered in Chicago. Yeah, Genghis formal wear.
Formal wear.
I don't know.
Well, it is. It's national blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
The Genghis brothers, G-I-N-G-I-S-S, by the way, the Genghis brothers in 1936 were headquartered in Chicago, Illinois. By 67, they had grown to a total of 13 stores.
Yeah, so they weren't everywhere, but.
Did you call me a butt?
But.
They were national?
No!
By 1975, the chain had expanded to over 100 stores and 160 by 1980. They further grew in 1991 with a total of 230 stores nationwide.
See? Take that butt back.
Bud.
In 1985, they sold the company to Mesereau Financial Services, who later sold it to a group of investors. That same year, the company merged with Buffalo, New York-based Tuxedo Junction, which had 32 stores. Genghis formal wear filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2003. There were 14 of them in Atlanta, so that's probably as close as we got to having a Genghis Brothers.
And I want to thank listeners for rescuing me on that.
I'd never heard of them, though. I really hadn't.
I understand.
I had never heard of them. My tux came from, like, Jim Massey or something. I don't know what it was. It was...
I recognize that name. They do a lot of dry cleaning.
Yeah, too. They do. They rent formal wear.
Why is formal wear so hard to say?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
Formal wear. All right, here's your last random fact.
Wow, it's 7:48.
It's not a very long random fact. It might turn into one with what we talk about afterwards, but... but being the word. So, the skin that is on our lips...
Yes.
...is the same skin that is on the hole at the other end. Because it is a tube... If you think about it.
So, mouth to other end is a tube.
Yeah, this part here on your mouth to that part there down below is the exact same skin. They are the two ends of the pipe called the alimentary canal.
The alimentary canal.
So the same skin that is down there is the same skin that is... Right up here.
Well, isn't it nice that they don't have to put lipstick down at that other...
Boy, I bet it's been done, though.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
By the way, there's my tux.
Oh, really? You sent me your tux. Where did that come from? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
I don't remember.
Do you know who that woman is?
Connie Hartenfeld. She's no longer with us.
Aw. Yeah. You got the picture too. Did you see the picture?
No.
It's in the text.
Oh.
It's in the text. Look at old Rich.
Aw, look at Rich with his Genghis
News Talk. Who's this?
T-shirt on. It is 7:50. Brian Jewelry in Prattville is the place to celebrate any occasion. They come up all year long. We have our benchmark holidays and so forth, and most of those are in the rearview mirror. But birthdays, anniversaries, retirements, things like that occur year-round. When you're looking for something nice to celebrate somebody, and you want to really give a gift that plays to their favorite things in life, go see Lynn Bryan and her team at Bryan Jewelry. They have a huge collection. You can see it at BryanJewelry.com, and it's very competitively priced. It's the real deal stuff.
Thanks.
And they work with the finest jewelers across America. But if you can't find exactly what you want, here's the good news. They can create it. Staff there is so talented. I've watched them make charms for charm bracelets and special rings and so forth. You can build a watch with Bryan Jewelry. And the good news is, if you want to go big, you can do it at 0% interest with a Synchrony Luxury account for qualified customers. They have a layaway program there as well. If you want to save some money, some real money, sign up for membership at BryanJewelry.com. The website's very informational, very educational when it comes to gems and so forth. But sign up for membership, because the first item you buy worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off at the register. They have been making people happy for over 7 decades and 3 generations, and they have grown with the city of Prattville. But even those who have departed the preferred community still come back to Bryan Jewelry because of that great sentimental attachment, the quality, and you just, when it comes to jewelry, this local business is truly the best there is. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville, and get started by visiting them online at BryanJewelry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get your lipstick on. It's time for our $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, like way earlier in Random Facts, the first Random Fact we did, we talked about this guy playing guitar, the guitar solo on Michael Jackson's Beat It. Who was that guitarist?
272-9228, 272-9228 is the number. If you don't win the $20 Food Outlet gift certificate, stick around for some follow-up questions and put yourself in the grand prize drawing with an advantage coming up Friday at 8:55. 272-9228.
Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Well, just wanted to mention this for our folks down in the Troy area this morning on Highway 231 northbound at Murphy Street. It looks as though it's pieces of maybe a piece of heavy equipment that has fallen off a truck. It is in the road on the side of the road. They got a fire unit there kind of blocking traffic. And traffic is moving by this stuff one car at a time. So a little bit of a backup there. That's in Troy. Everywhere else, here in Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, we're just very busy this morning. No major problems anywhere. Want to sell your car? McKenna Toyota needs used vehicles and will make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive to McKenna Toyota, exit 212 on I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
It is 7:53. We go to David on line 3 for the winning answer.
Hi, David.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. This guy played lead guitar on Michael Jackson's Beat It. He just didn't want anybody to know about it.
Eddie Van Halen.
That is it.
Good work. $20 head start at Food Outlet is yours. Thanks for listening and thanks for playing the game. We go to, for a follow-up, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, but
we already had a winner there. We're doing follow-ups.
So Bachelor's Day doesn't happen very often. When is Bachelor's Day?
What is your paper? I can find
out. All right. Thank you for trying.
Okay, no problem.
We move along to Crawdad.
Good morning.
Hey, so you want the Bachelor's Day question, or do you want to do this one? Which president served the fewest days of any one-term president?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Would that have been...
1800.
1800. John...
You got
we'll take it. Thank you for the call, Crawdad. We go to J-Tom next.
Hey, J-Tom next.
Good morning.
When is Bachelor's Day, do you know?
February 29th.
Correct.
Yep. Good work.
Yep.
All right, we are tight for time, so we will move ahead. And I really didn't want backup Steve.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. call 855-77-9785.
Well, we've got another warm day today with a high up to about 84. I think clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Should be dry in this part of the state, even though a front is approaching North Alabama. It won't fizzle. Low tonight down to about 65. Tomorrow, another dry, warm day with a high around 86, mostly cloudy for Thursday. Then some widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm Friday and Saturday. 87 Friday, 84 Saturday, but then a big drop by the time we get to Sunday. Sunday's high near 70, with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely by then. Right now this morning, mostly cloudy and 63, 7:55.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Well, we knew we would be persistent enough to get through. Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup Steve.
He tried calling, by the way.
But I got to tell you, the convoluted intro of the first one was perfect. The second one, I yelled Mulligan. But I got to say, that last random fact had me laughing so hard, I can't remember anything else.
The lipstick?
The lipstick.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad you enjoyed it.
How many U.S. states have panhandles, and what state has two?
West Virginia has two, and I believe the total is 10.
10 is correct. Yes, you got it.
Good work, Steve. We're just tight for time here this morning, or we stay and chat. So, last night after happy hour, I decided to retire over to the Seafood Bistro and get one of my favorite beverages.
They have got a great retirement plan over there.
I'll tell you.
At the Seafood Bistro?
And as I'm sitting there, this bus pulls up.
Mm-hmm.
This big bus, it's a tourist bus of some kind, and about 40 or more people walked in.
Is that right?
And sat down, yeah. So, Paul was really busy last night.
I can imagine.
That's fantastic. That's great. I wonder what the bus load of people were here for.
I don't know.
They must listen to us.
Were they here for voting?
No, they weren't in coffins. So,
but hey, congratulations on all the people there who got to enjoy the Seafood Bistro yesterday, which sounds like there was a lot. I'm curious as to what they all went after, because there's so much on the menu and what they tried, if it was their first time. God, if it's your first time, I don't know what to recommend to you. I would say one of their signature dishes, like the gumbo or the red beans and rice. But the very first thing that I ever had there was the dragon shrimp po' boy. And that got me hooked. I could have just eaten that one thing every time I go. But there's so many other options on the menu there for you. The shrimp and grits, I think. Was that the first thing that you had, Rich, or was it a boil bag?
No, it was the very first thing. It was with Emily and you, and it was back at the old gas
station. Yeah. It was shrimp and grits? Is
yeah, and it was. Yeah. I was impressed at how much came.
It was a mound. It was a mound of grits with a ton of shrimp on them. That's the one thing you're going to get at the Seafood Bistro with every single order you make is more food than you thought you'd be getting. Portion control is not something they think about over at the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call them at 279-7500. They open up today and every day, Monday through Saturday. They open at 11, closed on Sundays. And they're waiting to hear from you. Go online to see the entire menu at theseafoodbistro.com, or you can use the delivery apps on your phone to take a look at the menu that way as well. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, so we have a look at the roads coming up with Skipper and the Wall Street Business Report. For Skipper.
Well, just wanted to mention this for our folks down in the Troy area this morning on Highway 231 northbound at Murphy Street. It looks as though it's pieces of maybe a piece of heavy equipment that has fallen off a truck. It is in the road on the side of the road. They got a fire unit there kind of blocking traffic. And traffic is moving by this stuff one car at a time. So a little bit of a backup there. That's in Troy. Everywhere else here in Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, we're just very busy this morning. No major problems anywhere. Want to sell your car? McKenna Toyota needs used vehicles and will make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive.